Falling in love isn't something we all crave, but it is something most humans desire. The perfect person for each of us is out there. That's what we hear growing up in movies and on television. And as the years go by, our views and needs change about love. But deep down, most people long for the glamorized love of none other than Bonnie and Clyde. Most of us have heard their story. We know they died together going into a cloud of bullets. No one could separate these two. Not even death. But their story was a life of crime. And while love was real, so were they. Have you ever taken a moment to ask yourself if you could love the way they loved each other? Barely of us even ask why when it comes to their story. We just immediately accept love as an answer. But today, I'm going to ask, did life condition them to live the way that they did? Or did Clyde change Bonnie into the criminal she became? Why did love turn into crime? And who was Bonnie Parker? Love and crime until death does them part. Hello, this is Caitlin from GBR Life of Crimes. In this podcast, we discuss women crimes and the psychology behind them. Why did these women commit these crimes? Was it mental illness? Did they do it just for fun? Keep listening, because this week is about Bonnie Parker. Bonnie Elizabeth Parker was born on October 1st, 1910, in Rowena, Texas, to Emma and Charles Parker. She is not an only child. She had a brother and a sister, and her family was a very loving, welcoming family. Unfortunately for the Parker siblings, their father had passed away when Bonnie was just 4 years old. At 4 years old, you would notice that your father is no longer here on this earth, and you would be able to feel the grief of losing him. Things didn't get much better immediately either. The early 1900s was not a time for women to bring in the main source of income, so losing the main breadwinner of the home is going to devastate a family, and it did for the Parkers. They went from living a middle-class life to moving into the destitute suburb of Dallas. At that time, it was called Cement City, where Bonnie's grandparents lived. That didn't mean Bonnie was now in a bad life. She came from a very loving family. So for her to move in with her grandparents, it only gave her more support. And that support allowed her to go to the local schools and be very successful. She was a happy student who loved poetry and literature and mostly brought home A's. She was an honor student. But her dream was to be an actress, because she was often told just how pretty and petite she was. Which at that time, in Hollywood, they loved just that. Pretty and petite women. But her dreams of becoming an actress was put on the back burner, because when she was a sophomore in high school, she started to date Roy Thornton. And just 2 days before her 16th birthday, they got married. Now I know what you're thinking. She was a 15-year-old getting married. Who would ever allow that? But it was also 1926, and at that time, getting married young was not a strange thing to do. What was odd, however, was getting divorced or separated. But for Bonnie, she wasn't in a perfect fairy tale life with Roy. He was physically abusive, and their marriage seriously suffered. As a matter of fact, in 1929, 3 years into their marriage, Roy committed a robbery and was caught, and then sentenced to 5 years in prison. And at this point, it was Bonnie's way, or chance, to just get away from him. And she did. She moved in with her grandmother, and that was the last time that she ever saw Roy. But they were technically married until the day that she died, because she never signed divorce papers. So here she was, technically married, but also kind of single, and sad, because of the way her marriage ended, and back with her grandmother. Well, it didn't last very long, because we all know she met the love of her life, the one we all know about today.
I love you.
In January of 1930, just months after her husband went to jail, Bonnie Parker met Clyde Barrow through a mutual friend. She was 19 years old at this point, and Clyde was 20, not too much older. Clyde, the bad boy with a soft heart, was already an ex-con. Actually, he was an ex-con who was also still wanted for auto theft. Bonnie knew just who he was when she met him. But that didn't stop their romance from evolving into the biggest love story out there. Clyde was wanted when they met. So while they did have some time to get to know each other, about 3 weeks, and they did become romantically involved in those 3 weeks, they also had to deal with Clyde getting caught by the police and getting sent back to prison. A place he vowed he never wanted to go back to again. But now he met Bonnie, and this really changed the game for him. Once he was brought back to prison, he tried to escape with Bonnie's help, because they missed each other so much. She brought a gun into the prison for him. And he did get out for about a week, but then he was captured again. Clyde clearly didn't have the best luck when it came to not getting caught. And his escape caused him to need to stay in jail even longer. I mean, he was breaking more laws. So, after getting sentenced to 14 more years and getting transferred to another facility where now he was getting sexually assaulted, he really wanted to get out. He would do anything at this point to get out. At least that's the way it seemed, and that's what he often said. And clearly it wasn't going well for him. But his mother decided to come to the rescue at this point. She came in February of 1932 and convinced a judge that he should be let go on parole. But here's the thing. He had no idea that his mother was doing this. So in that time frame, he was trying to come up with some other new scheme to get out of jail. So he cut off his big toes. And it did cause him to have a limp. But he was released. So his big idea wasn't even needed. And I'm not sure why he was released. What his mother did to convince that judge. But she got her way, and he was on parole. So now Bonnie and Clyde were able to be finally reunited. So, reunited, at last. Did Bonnie and Clyde finally get together and settle down? Of course not. They had to commit more crimes, of course. And once they did, it was official. Bonnie was part of the Barrow Gang. But since they weren't great at not getting caught, this time it was Bonnie's turn. She was caught during a failed robbery and imprisoned for 2 months. While she was waiting for her trial to begin, she used her poetry and literature to write about love, specifically the love between her and Clyde. Today, that collection was turned into a book. And she would write all about how she just wanted to be with him, even in death. It's like she kind of knew that this wouldn't end without someone dying. But it wasn't going to be right then for her, or for them, because the courts dismissed the charges. But how? I mean, clearly, she was part of the robbery, so how did she just get off? It was actually pretty simple on her part. She lied. She said she was the victim in the robbery, not the criminal. Remember, she wanted to be an actress, and she was so little and pretty. How could she be the criminal? No, she was kidnapped by the Barrow Gang, and they made her pretend to be the robber. At least that's what she told the judge. And she got off. It was a win for Bonnie and Clyde, because they could now be together again. And now they could commit many more crimes. And those crimes started to ramp up. They started to turn into murder. No, not for fun. But when they did rob places, they were trying to get away. And in their getaway, a few police officers did get killed. So now they were wanted for murder, not just robbery. And they became the couple on the run. And this time, they were together. Not one in jail and one out there. No, together, just the way they wanted to be. And they were able to stay away from the police for 2 whole years. In those 2 years, they got into a car accident, and it badly injured Bonnie. Her legs were burned with battery acid, and from that point on, she wasn't able to walk anymore, and she had to be carried until the day that she died. And that death happened on May 23rd, 1934. Bonnie and Clyde were ambushed on Highway 154 in Louisiana, killed by a cloud of bullets. They were found because one of the members of the Barrow Gang turned against them after getting caught by the police. Henry Methvin. He had killed a police officer and got caught. So, what was he to do? Pretty simple. Turn in Bonnie and Clyde, of course. They were the most wanted couple at this point, and the police were absolutely trying to get their man and woman. So, when he offered Bonnie and Clyde, the police said, absolutely, let's go for it, just so that he could get leniency on his sentencing. But, as everyone knows, at least Bonnie and Clyde were able to die together. But their love story didn't stay together at the very end. They died together, yes, but they were not buried together. They were actually brought to 2 separate cemeteries. and that's where their bodies remain today. Bonnie was a normal girl growing up, but she turned to a life of crime because she had some serious love for her man. They say love will make you do crazy things. And in this case, it may have been true. For Bonnie, it made her into a criminal. This podcast is brought to you by Caitlin from GBR Life LLC. If you want to hear more, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and feel free to find me on social media under GBR Life, and feel free to visit my website, gbrlife.com. This podcast is open to any sponsorships. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Back to this week's episode. So, maybe you're wondering, what was wrong with Bonnie Parker? It doesn't necessarily mean that something was actually wrong with her mentally, other than what some would say just love, but in actuality, it was a little more to it than that. They actually coined an entire syndrome just for them, Bonnie and Clyde syndrome, but the scientific name for it is hybristophilia. It's basically when you are excited by the fact that somebody has committed crimes. And those crimes can be large or small. And it usually is intended for the woman in these situations, but it does not have to be just from a woman falling in love with a man who's committed all these crimes. It can also be a man falling in love with a woman. And it happens for a multitude of reasons, but the reasons typically are different depending on each person. So what I mean by that is it could be someone is seeing the other as being so powerful, and that's something that's amazing to them, and immediately they are attracted to that type of person. Or it could be that someone wants to baby someone, like they are a little child. It could even be that someone wants the spotlight and the other person is a criminal who's so big in the media that they would be able to get that type of spotlight and attention, like those who were interested in Ted Bundy. But for Bonnie and Clyde, it started with love. They did love each other because they knew each other as just people. Their love wasn't glamorized. Their need for each other wasn't due to popularity. And Bonnie wasn't necessarily trying to see the little boy of Clyde. However, she did know he was an ex-con. She did realize that he had a bad side to him. And in some ways, she was already conditioned to accept that bad side because of her time with Roy. He wasn't exactly great to her. And here was this guy proclaiming his love and knowing that this guy was going to take care of her, not hurt her this time around. And that also would have a lot to do with it. So really, while they created this entire syndrome, in some ways, you could just say it was love and a little bit of baggage. Either way, their story will remain one of the biggest love stories ever known. And a lot of people will continue to want the type of love and relationship between Bonnie and Clyde, because they really meant it when they said, "Until death does them part." Thank you for listening to this week's episode of GBR Life of Crimes. Next week, we explore a mother and the death of her child. Did she do it or not? Casey Anthony.